Good morning, everyone. This is a Pulling Conduit Commission hearing on May 17th at 10 a.m., I think. It is 10:02 a.m. at the Michael J. Lombardi Building. Are there any residents to speak on any matters? Can you just holler for me which matter?
Extranet. I think it's
11
in here.
Yep. And sir, you raised your hand as well.
Yes, I need to speak. Item 14, which is Coolidge Hill. I think it's eventually closure, but it could possibly not deal with that.
Okay. Any other resident here? Yeah.
And we're here on Hallworthy Street.
15. Okay. Any other resident? Yes, ma'am.
Walden Street.
It's 18.
18?
Three,
I think.
Three?
Oh, three.
It might be two. There might be one also for Eversource.
Okay. All right. Thank Any you. Other resident?
Yeah, 13 and 3 on Walden Street.
All right. So we will start with the ones with residents first. And just for the record, here we have Stephen Linkowska, City Electrician. We also have J.R. Naranjan, he's the DPW engineer. Mr. Naranjan will be speaking and asking questions. He will not be taking votes today. Okay, so we'll start with, so you say one?
I'm sorry, no, we have
three, right?
Which is Walden Street.
So let's start with Comcast and with the Walden Street matter. The residents that are here to speak on that, if you could please come up as well, that'd be great. The Walden Street.
Is that 253?
Yeah.
And that also involves Eversource. I think we have a continuation from Eversource.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anthony Vadalaro, Comcast.
Max Sosa, 253 Walden.
And Eric Hoagland should be joining us.
Mark with a K or a C?
Max, M-A-X.
Oh, M-A-X, sorry.
S-O-U-Z-A.
Thank
good you. Morning.
Thank you, good morning. And your names for the record?
Susan Velosa, Eversource.
Jackie Duffy, have a close. Thank you. All right. So why don't we start? Didn't we hear this before?
I think the we heard the Eversource petition, and we continued that, waiting for other utilities, which is which Comcast filed, which is now a new petition. So why don't we just we'll start with why don't we hear from the residents first for Walden Street.
And I'm sorry, your name, ma'am?
Anna Jacquinville.
How do we call that last name?
E-A-R. Q-U-I. N-I-L.
Thank you.
Okay, so the new petition is for Comcast, which is from the existing pole 56, trench northerly 49 feet in the public way to the private property line of 253 Walden Street. That was for 1 4-inch conduit. And the continuation from Eversource was going to, I believe, the same pole.
Yes. Pole 56.
Pole 56, which is the same pole. And I think we had asked the developer to contact any other companies that might want to join in that trench communication-wise.
So we're electing not.
Sorry, sir, your name.
My name is Eric. Let's see. Last name is Hoagland. H-O-A-G. Land. L-A-N-D.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry. We've elected not to take on Verizon, and we're aware that it would be up to a 7-year delay if we ever wanted to get Verizon for a landline service. We're not going to use Verizon at this time. And okay. We have Comcast. Is Vivo a provider for the telephony, internet access, et cetera.
Okay, so for these petitions, one is for the communication for the new building, and the other one is for a new electric service for both the rear buildings and the new building on Walden Street.
So I was just curious as to what's going to happen when, you know, what so you're attaching wires onto the pole, is that, Can you just give like a couple of sense of what you're going to do?
Yeah, there will be. So I can't speak for Eversource, but we'll install a 4-inch conduit underground. And we will pull a new wire through that to the telephone pole into the from the telephone pole into the building.
And will it affect services on that street? You know, for customers?
No.
Comcast?
No.
No.
Nope.
Do you know when that is going to happen?
Providing the grant allocation gets approved today, there's probably about a 2-week window we need to meet with the DPW for planning to prepare for the trench work. So within the next month or so, I would think.
So will you be closing the street off for, you know, to do,
no,
to do the whole job across the street?
It'll probably be one lane. We close one lane and leave one lane open. It depends on what's going on out there. The meeting with the DPW will dictate a lot of that.
Okay.
If we can leave both lanes open, we'll probably take parking on both sides of the street to leave both lanes open, but...
If you close the street, will you let us know ahead of time?
I don't think
the
street would be closed 100%.
You live in the neighborhood?
Yes. I live right across the street from the building that's being built.
Okay, so I'm the owner, so...
Okay.
We really tried not to close down Walden Street because school buses and stuff, uh-huh, like that. The school's right around the corner. This job would probably take a day, could take two. You know, I'd have to double check with Jay and Eversource and stuff like that, but I can certainly contact and make you aware of what's going on.
Okay.
The people who are in the back, two-family, the blue two-family that's in the back, and then the three-family that's in the front, they really want to have this done because they don't have any parking, because they used to park there, so they can't get into their back.
Uh-huh.
So their driveway's being taken up by this. So they very much want this to go forward and get it done so they can park back on their land.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get that done. We're on the third year of trying to get this approved to bring the power to the new building.
Uh-huh.
Who's doing the work in the public way?
Onyx
will be doing the conduit work for both Comcast and Eversource.
I'd have to check with Ernie.
No, we're installing it.
Do you bring it to me?
We're installing it to the private property line.
Yeah, you bring it.
It's probably a contract about.
So one coordination with Comcast, so there's one street opening to the same pole across.
Yeah, we don't want to open
Right, we don't want Eversource in there first, and then Comcast come in 2 days later. One trench going to the same pole at the same time.
I don't know whether are they using the same contractor for this.
I would imagine you would. I mean, you can't.
I doubt it.
Doubt it. They're two different contractors.
I can definitely work to coordinate one opening. You know, in terms of all the work being done in one day. I don't want it to take more than a day or two. You know, you never know what you get into. There's a large gas main there too, supply line. So you want to be careful there.
So what's your concern about closing?
I was just for access to my house.
Okay, they provide access all the time.
Yeah, because I'm going to have surgery in a couple of weeks, and I want to be able to get access to my house. That's
Sure. What I think I'll do is I'll put you in touch with my site super. Is on site. He's the one who really coordinates all this work. He's John Moran from Nossett Construction, and just make sure that this day aligns with your schedule as well. If we close the street before, we want to make sure not on St. Patrick's Day. You know, we work for the calendar with you.
Give us your information so we can...
Sure. Yeah, so we'll...
If you could just, let me know when that would be appreciated.
Yeah, we can work around the schedule then. Push and pull.
I just need to have the information so I can make arrangements for myself as to how to get to where I need to go.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll give you our contact info. I'll be in contact with you and I'll put you in charge of the site super. We've accommodated people's schedule. Kerry Prater is in the back at the same exact time.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
so with coordination with the neighbors, on the first petition for Comcast, all typical conditions, so the motion to approve typical conditions in coordination with Eversource to get one trench across the street and one opening. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. On the second petition, same location. For Eversource, same conditions as the previous one for Comcast and coordinating with Comcast.
What number is that one?
That was 13.
Oh, yeah.
for the motion to approve.
I'm only seconding this and granting it to make sure that we coordinate and this is all done in one. But I have a real problem with approving any grants of location for Eversource right now, seeing how they are very late in renewing a couple of licenses that they have with the city. But I will second the motion to approve this one with all typical conditions. And I will also vote to grant based on...
For this one, based upon coordination and the development? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Good luck with your surgery.
Thank you.
Let's move on to number 11. This is Exynet.
You guys do the apply for the permits to DPW. That would go back to the...
Good morning. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Yes, my name is Marty Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. I'm with Network Building Consulting. We're consultants to Extinet, the applicant.
Thank you.
Rick Angelini, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-I, with Extinet Systems.
A-N-G-E-L?
I-N-I.
Thank you.
Charles Stout, S-T-O-U-T.
Neil Stout.
And you're both residents? Okay, and I think we continued this one to see if you guys could go on a different route. Is that correct?
We did,
and
yes.
What's the verdict on this?
Well, we have come up with an alternate location. The other end of Harrison Avenue, as you may know, there's a parking lot. There's a pole in front of that parking lot, and in fact, there's a parking lot across the street. So it's a very favorable location as far as being able to stay with residences. Okay. So just to I don't know if you can see this, but a set of plans where we're down there. You can see the parking lot in front and then the parking lot across the street. It's basically the opposite end of Harrison Avenue from what we originally proposed. And you should have copies of the plans.
That's fine, if, as long as it's, you know, you did the radiation study, I guess.
Right.
I don't know the distance, but that's further away, so okay. That's a good thing.
Right, farthest pole on Harrison Ave towards Whittemore.
Right.
Right, it's as far as you can go down on Harrison. Yeah. This is just a short street. So.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, you had the other item that you had asked for was a maximum permissible emissions report, which we've done.
There's three copies for each of you. All of the insulations that we're planning are the same setup and the same height on the pole, and they all pass as far as compliance with the FCC regulatory limits. They're well under it for exposure to the public at both ground level and even at the antenna level, going kind of in a parallel line.
The note in question here is, if you go down the front page, there's 26003 is the one that is included in this report.
Okay.
The others are spread all over the geographic area.
I just wanted to, we did send out the notices to the abutters, and when I spoke with Dana, he just suggested that the application materials that I just bring it with me. So these are all the forms in my cover letter, which is similar to the cover letter for the 14-16 Harrison Avenue, just for the record.
And this is the, and then this is also the letter with, and do you guys have the letter with regard to what you're going to be doing?
Well, we've got something better. We have got a map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, yeah. Rick will present.
Sure.
So the map in front of you just highlights 7 additional locations that we intend to come in at a future date for approval, just to give you a snapshot. So in total right now, from our client, they are requesting, or we are contracted for 8 sites in the city of Cambridge area. You can see the map is a little blurry. I apologize for that. It's the best I could get out of Google Earth. But you can see a list of the addresses. The first one, obviously, that's changed. It's no longer 1416 Harrison. I think it's 98, according to Google Earth. But the others are the tentative locations. We're in the engineering stage of that yet, and as soon as we get all the information collected, the actual design package is updated, we will certainly come in and speak to you about those individually.
At this time, it looks like the 4 out of the 8 you have here look to be on city-owned poles, metal poles.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. At this time, the city, it's within the law department right now, trying to determine a mechanism if they're even going to allow DAS units on any city-owned structure. So that's still in the working. So before you put too much into this,
We'd be happy to, any information you can send us on that, any update on where that's going. Those are good locations. I think specifically Mass Ave, I think, is most where the metal city-owned lights are. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of strategic for us. So keep us posted on that. We can put those on the back burner until a resolution has been determined by the city. We'll come in with the wood poles individually.
Yeah, I believe Brattle Street, the 2 on Mass Ave and on Quincy Street, those are all metal poles on city-owned poles. Underground streets that have city street lights
right.
on them.
Right, yeah, they're pretty easily identified.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll take another look at those to see if there's an alternative right now before we submit, just to expedite the process. But we'll certainly take any feedback you have going forward on approval of the street lights.
I missed that one. Brattle, and which were the other 2?
Brattle, Quincy, and the 2 on Mass Ave are all on underground streets with city-owned poles. I think I'd also mentioned on you were feeding this one unit on Harrison Ave with fiber from AT&T.
Correct.
And so they haven't applied for any attachments through here.
No, and unfortunately, because of the change in location, I'm not sure they're completed with their engineering design yet. Both engineering and power will be fed aerial. It'll be no dig whatsoever. We'll come in, off the pole and drop down to the radio.
Right. They still need to apply for an attachment.
I absolutely get that. Okay. If you just bear with us, let me get them on the fast track. But we kind of threw them a curveball when we moved this thing, mm-hmm. So they got to go back out and re-engineer.
So continue.
Yeah, I would motion to continue till we get that information. I think the location has been acceptable to everybody, so it's more or less getting. Just so long as AT&T can get there, and they need to come in here and get their
approvals
also.
Absolutely.
So if you can push them along. So we'll continue this so we can see that route also.
Okay. Would you need us to come back or just AT&T?
Just AT&T. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because this you might want to take this off the agenda. Communicate with Dana in the office here, just so it doesn't show up every month. Well,
correct.
You're waiting for AT&T to get their petition. And if they come in, you may want to put it back on the agenda and come in at the same time for the final approval.
Right. I'm thinking if you want to extend it a month to the
enough?
Next meeting.
What do you think?
Well, I'll put the pressure on them.
What you can do is just contact Dana Clark from our office 2 weeks before. We put it at the third Thursday of every month, our meeting. So 2 weeks before that Thursday, if you have AT&T all set, you can do it at least 1 week out.
Okay.
But if you're not there yet, there's no point on putting it on the
right.
agenda.
Okay.
All right. Let me go back to them and just see where they're at with that.
Yeah.
And
hopefully
we can get that going
okay.
for the next meeting.
All right.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Very good.
We'll continue waiting for the AT&T one. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
And we'll move along to the Coolidge Hill That was the next one, right?
Coolidge Hill, yes, yeah.
This is Eversource. How are you? And if you could please state your names for the record.
Joseph Killory, K-I-L-L-O-R-Y.
Thank you.
Susan Barroso, Eversource.
Jackie Daffy.
So we are recording, so if you guys had their ticket up there for a little bit, that would be great, thank you. Okay, so we had continued this for a different, to see if you guys could go on the one that wasn't being used. Is that right?
Yes, but then when we did a lookup, that one that is not being used, it's feeding the streetlight. Well, it showed not being used in that plan. So we decided to use existing conduit, and there's a damaged conduit in between the street we have to fix. But we're going to use the existing one.
Yeah, I met out there with Eversource and the developer, the owner of the property, the insert, and they were going to use the existing service conduit that feeds the building now. But they do have a blockage, which they're going to work with the contractor to take it out of service and in, go back in service, dig the street up, repair it in one location. Looks to be directly in the middle of the street.
Yes.
So it would be an excavation of a 4 foot by 4 foot, roughly, something in that area, to repair the conduit.
Yes.
In front of 148?
Yes, it's going to be about here.
Okay. The street.
Yes.
So there won't be any digging into the trees at
no,
all.
No, so we're going to be dying.
No, they'll be repairing an existing conduit. They were out there and they snaked it both ways and they butted one blockage. So that's the piece they're going to excavate and repair and then...
You know, I think you might think about, probably given the timetable, how things are moving slowly there anyway, that school has a ton of traffic coming down the street. So they're out June 7th or June 8th. Mm-hmm. So if it's after that, you'll have a lot less disruption if you're digging in the middle of the street. Do you think it'd be a one-day
I'm not sure.
Is there a way of giving notification just to let us know
they will do.
Yeah, they would have to go for an excavation permit.
Permit, yeah.
First, the electrical utility permit, and then an excavation permit, and then coordination with DPW afterwards.
So would we get notice of that?
Yes, we'll be notified.
Yep. That'd be great.
And 148 Coolidge now has service?
Yes.
And this is to up the service, right? Increase the service?
It's a 400 amps. Do you know what that's all about?
Yeah.
I've never heard of a house that size with 400 amps.
You must have some load there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Electric driveways.
There's been a standard joke in the neighborhood about the change in the marijuana laws, but leave that out.
Yeah.
I want to thank the commission, and I want to thank you for staying in touch, Ms. Mirati, for sort of, this goes back to March, I think, but thanks to your help in working with Eversource and thank you, sir, for not endangering our trees.
Thank you, our pleasure.
Appreciate it.
All right.
So, motion to approve?
I mean, I think if 148 has service now, I would actually continue this until Eversource cleans up their issues with the licenses that are pending before the license commission for the garage and gasoline and flammable. But you went to the area, you know whether this is completely necessary. If you think it's completely necessary, I will vote for this.
Yeah, I think where it's gone along, we've had the meetings, and you know, it's not a large job, but it is. We have held it up
okay.
for the last 3 months. It's a smaller excavation.
Okay.
So it's conditioned on us. You're giving us notice to let us know what's going to happen. Right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. We'll make a motion to approve then. With coordination with electrical department, public works, and the neighbors that they get notified properly of any closures.
And all typical conditions.
With all typical conditions also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion to approve then.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. Also, Eversource for Hallworthy Street. Again, for the record, we have Jackie Duffy and Susan Barroso. Your names, please.
David Beams, B-E-M-I-S-S.
B-E-M?
M-I-S-S.
So
No, one and two S's, yeah.
Thank you.
First name is Kendall, like the square. Last name is Luce, L-U-C-E.
Thank you.
Okay, this was also continued in regards to other conduits that may be installed across the street from some communication companies. I'm sorry, and what was the address you were from? You were the...
72 Hoare, the property.
She's the owner on the contract.
Oh, you're the owner, okay. So have you contacted Comcast or Verizon or any other communication?
Comcast is overhead at this location.
And it's going to remain overhead?
It's going to remain overhead, so there's no going into the street on this one for that utility. And gas is done, and water and sewer are all finished. Those are done back. We're just waiting on power at this point in the street.
And this is an existing home back there now?
So there's an existing home in front of the lot and a new home on the rear of the lot, but there was an existing home on this. So there's a long, elongated lot with a new home on the rear, and there's a front house there already. So we're looking for, particularly for electrical service for the rear house. And the on-site conduit and the handhold are already installed. We're just waiting.
So how are you feeding the building in the rear for communication?
So communication for the rear is tethered to the front house, and we've run conduit system underground on-site all the way back to a pop-up at the rear house under the driveway. It runs all the way back because there's a pole like right there beside the,
and
beside
these
the site.
And these two properties are... one property, or has it been subdivided?
They're condominiums.
They'd be condominiums.
Deeded as condominiums.
And how far along is the building in the rear?
It's finished.
Done. Except for this issue.
100%.
Be paving the street after that?
Yes, it's in the agreement with the original permit that we were repaving both the sidewalk and the full frontage of the street. So it will be a grind in the top here.
And do you have a schedule for that work?
It's kind of contingent on when this work gets done. We have a contractor lined up who's ready to go, but we obviously I won't know until I get the...
Is this an Eversource contractor, or is it...
No, well, so my contractor will be doing the
work
retopping,
in
the grind and retop.
What about the conduit and the trench going across
Eversource.
The street?
That'd be Eversource. Mm-hmm. And presumably they'll put a patch in until our guy gets back.
Okay, considering that residents should not suffer.
So make a motion to approve with typical conditions?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. And back to the top of the agenda. Comcast. And this is for 24 Winter Street from existing pole number 16 on Winter Street, trench southerly, 5 feet in the public way, installing 1 2-inch PVC conduit, no sidewalk removal. Homeowner's contractor will install a conduit.
So it's continued for him to...
And Anthony Zello.
Bottom line, yep.
Thank you for
correct. Yeah, I think the question was, there was these conduits were installed for electric, and there was two spares there.
Yes.
And you with this petition, assuming ownership of one?
Yes.
And so the other one is still up in the air?
At the last hearing, it was continued for that him to contact either one of you. I gave him both your numbers. I don't know if he contacted you or not.
I have not.
No.
Motion to continue. So we get back from the developer on that other one.
Okay. For the ownership. Also, did DPW inspect it? Wasn't there something?
That was contingent upon if anybody, that would be up to DPW. If someone took ownership of the third conduit, whether DPW wanted it to be re-excavated and inspected.
Okay,
so that's
we'll
to be
continue.
Determined. So motion
okay.
to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And also from Comcast and also continued at One Pinnell Park.
Yeah. So that was continued for Common Trench. And the Common Trench letter went out May 8th. So we haven't received 100% of the return receipts back. So we're still waiting on those.
Still continue.
Motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor? Yes.
Comcast, new petition at 250 Mass Ave, and approved 190 Mass Ave trench 19 feet easterly, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit in the public way ending at the property line of 250 Mass Ave. This will include the removal and replacement of 2 sidewalk panels.
So this was, there's already a large approved project for Mass Ave, and we've been trying to get to 250 and 190 for a couple of years now. We haven't been able to. So with this other project approved, we would like to add this to it. So essentially what it turns out to be is just the lateral. So the 19-foot lateral, because the trench that's already going down Lansdowne Street is already approved.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that the approved application that's for 250, that corridor now shifted. You couldn't go into the bike lane, right?
The corridor on Mass Ave shifted.
Yeah. So
not the corridor on Lansdowne.
So the Mass Ave one, I know I received some information, test pit results, but I still need actually where you want to put the...
I think that was sent out this morning.
Sent out this
yes.
morning?
Yes.
No, I would not have received it.
No.
I would have gone to DPW.
So I think Rick sent it to you and I.
All right. And, robust plan.
I can forward it along to you if you need it.
I don't need it. No, as long as you're coordinating with DPW. So this is going in the same trench, and it's the lateral off the trench?
Correct.
In the same area?
Correct.
And a motion to approve with typical conditions and coordination, DPW.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Also, Comcast for 243 Broadway placed new sidewalk vault over existing Comcast conduit, trench southerly, then westerly. More or less 12 feet in the public way to the private property line of 243 Broadway, installing a 1 4-inch PVC conduit.
So this building, they're doing a pretty in-depth renovation, and the room that we enter underground right now is being turned into an electric room that we're not going to have access to. So I need to intercept the conduit we already have conduit there and just reroute it.
So you're relocating existing service,
basically.
Yeah, motion to approve.
Second.
With typical conditions and coordination with public works.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's also a new petition from Comcast for 13 Lansdowne Street from approved 190 Mass Ave trench 12 feet westerly to pole number 3, installing 1 4-inch PVC conduit in the public way. This will include the removal and replacement of 1 sidewalk panel.
So this is identical to the 250 Mass Ave one. It's part of an existing trench to get to this 3 additional units on this side of the street that have been asking for service for quite some time that we haven't been able to get to either.
So also lateral.
Why don't you go just directly into the properties rather than hitting this pole? Have you seen this pole?
Well, then I'd have to do 3 individual laterals. I could, if that's approved. I could do that. But it would be 3 different cuts.
Well, on the corner there, they have the gas station,
yep.
Right? So you come back to the first pole, and the properties are right there. How far apart are they right there?
So there's the gas station.
Yeah.
Then there's that small, used to be a restaurant, was recently
yes.
a construction
yeah.
trailer.
Yeah.
And then there's a driveway, and then 13 Green Street, or 13 Lansdowne. So I believe they could all be drop fed from that pole. But if you don't, if I know there was a handful of risers on that pole.
Yeah, it's. Oh, I don't think there's room to put another riser on that pole. Plus, it's a double pole.
I thought the other ask was just as bad. So, I mean, I will do the three cuts if.
And you're not on that pole right now, I don't believe, right?
No. I just didn't want to miss the opportunity where this is such a big project.
So you don't have a request for service at any one of those buildings now?
I most recently had one at Lansdowne Street that I couldn't do. The corner building on Lansdowne and Green. What is that, Franklin?
First one's Green, second one's
yeah,
Franklin.
Green, right on
yeah,
the corner.
Green, right at the corner of Green,
yep.
Yeah. I'd rather see it some underground alternative.
Yeah.
Even if it means the cuts only because you're. You know, that's the only overhead pole on that street.
Right.
And everything comes up and down there. There's really no room on that pole to put another riser.
Okay. Do you want me to
What's the time frame on doing the work, the larger part of this project?
So we're still kind of in the test phase. The test pits were recently just completed, and they did not come out the way we wanted them to. So I think I'm guessing we're going to have another site visit to approve the new location. So trenching hasn't started. I don't think it will for a couple weeks.
Okay. Well, I'd move to continue just to explore, just see a better idea of what you could do here
right.
to get that not to go on that pole.
Okay.
And if it comes close enough to construction, I'm sure we can work with you one way or the other so it doesn't hold it up.
Right.
So my concern is not coming from Mass Ave down Lansdowne. It's that pole.
Right.
Okay. Motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Also, now light fire, light tower.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thorndike and Fulkerson Street installation of 138 feet of 1.4-inch PVC conduit and other supporting and protecting equipment from level 3 manhole number 0515-0006 on Fulkerson Street, southerly direction and transitioning easterly on Thorndike Street to a proposed light tower 3x3 manhole to intercept existing private property conduits belonging to the building on 25 Street.
Good morning. My name is Roman Rusin.
Roman, how do we spell your last name?
R-U-S-I-N.
Thank you.
So you're looking to feed this 25 8th Street? You don't have service there now?
No, it's actually we are working on a spring project. Spring replacing the equipment that's happened to be in this building. So that equipment is needed for enhanced wireless network.
I'm sorry, you have existing equipment in there now?
No, it's a Sprint company. We have a Sprint is actually updating the equipment in 286 sites across Massachusetts.
And since you're intercepting a private conduit?
Right, and since the Sprint has equipment in it, so they have agreement with the owner to use as a common conduit. So we have a permission to enter that conduit.
Permission from whom?
From Sprint, and they have ownership, part of the ownership with a property owner. So basically, Light Tower is responsible. Sprint, we established before we do the job, we established with Sprint so-called meet-me point. So from property, from Sprint equipment to the meet-me point, it's a Sprint responsibility to provide us a viable path. And we have to provide from our existing splice location to the so-called meet-me point, we are responsible for that path.
So why wouldn't you go overhead in that area?
Unfortunately,
from Focus and down Thorndike.
Unfortunately, all our equipment, all our existing network is on the ground.
You just paved it last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
What part, Fulkerson?
Thorndike. It says I didn't actually look at it, but dead end beyond Focus, and it says. Dead end beyond Focus, and it's a project just finished last year.
Have you looked at other ways to get into that building? Because your network runs through Eversource conduits, does it not, also?
Excuse me?
Light Tower? You're with Light Tower?
Yes.
So you have a network throughout Eversource's duct banks?
Unfortunately, we're in level 3 manhole system, so we still, in order to get from level 3 into the Eversource, will require us to do a part of the trenching.
Yeah, I think to go around that tree that's there and hug those foundations and go down that sidewalk is a little much, and not knowing who actually owns that conduit. That may be a Comcast conduit feeding that building.
25A? No, it's a common conduit for equipment. Whoever has equipment, AT&T, Sprint.
But a utility company has to own it. It's in a public way, so it wouldn't be a private conduit. It would be a public utilities conduit, whether it be Sprint, Comcast, or somebody else.
But at this point, like if Sprint has a stake in that conduit, we have agreement. So we are not going into the private property conduit. We just come in that so-called pole 37. It's a meet-me point. That Sprint from this pole into the building, Sprint responsible to provide us a pass. So we kind of not concerned how we're going to get into that. That's a Sprint responsibility.
Well, I think you need to look at a different way to get in there, whether you explore all other alternatives, not to run along those houses there. There's been a lot of concern about around that tree, the way it's swinging around, and not only that, the paving that was just done there. And also, a design of that handhole, if it's a meet-me point, it should go on private property. Because, and we'd like to determine the ownership of that conduit before it would. We would rather see if that conduit is feeding that building, that handhole should be on the private property line.
The private property?
Not in the sidewalk.
We.
But there will be concerns about the street was just paved not too long ago. Although it's on the sidewalk, coming out of that manhole on Focus, and I believe that was just paved last year. So that's an issue there also.
Continue then?
Yeah, I would move to continue. Just have contact Public Works in regards to the suit. Have you contacted Public Works yet of this project at all yet?
Not yet. I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll continue. Motion to continue with further meetings with Public Works and the Electrical Department. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on also to Light Tower. Did he leave?
Is it?
That was a separate project.
Oh, this one's actually Network Solutions.
Yes, this is I represent number 9 as well, so we figured we'd come up together.
Okay, so Light Tower Fiber Network and Cambridge Network Solutions for 320 Bent Street installation of 90 feet, more or less, of 2 4-inch PVC conduit and other supporting and protecting equipment from level 3 manhole 0515-0003 easterly and transitioning northerly on Bent Street to the rear of the building located at 320 Charles Street. This petition coincides with both of these buildings.
Okay, so it's the same trench, just 2 conduits?
Yes.
Yes.
And good morning. Please
good
state
morning.
Your names for the record.
Chris Finneran, Finneran, with Light Tower.
Thank you.
Jeff, J-E-F-F, Harrington.
And you're with Cambridge Network.
Yes.
Do you have a breakout letter from level three?
So the first 56 feet of this trench is going to be done during the 320 Bent project that was already approved. Yeah, so they're, instead of taking a left to the backside of 320 Charles, they're going right into 320 Bent.
And that petition was approved, so what we did is we approached the same vendor and just asked if we could, pending approval of this, if we could participate instead of having two different cuts, because we're all coming out of the same manhole, come down, and then we pick up our trench from that 320 Bent entrance across the street to Charles Street.
I'm not familiar with the other petition.
It was a First Light and CenturyLink, now level three.
Yeah.
And I think I actually was here for that. We sat not last month, but the month before. So what are we in May now? April, March?
Okay. Motion to approve with typical conditions and coordination with DPW.
As to both, both light tower.
Yes, both. Both petition 8 and 9, both for Cambridge Network Solutions and light tower.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Crown Castles is a continuation for Norfolk Street.
Morning.
State your name for the record.
My name is Joe Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, with Crown Castle. We were continued last month because I neglected to bring the 8M permit that we needed for MWRA on the dig we're doing on Norfolk Street to move that conduit to the other side of the road where it was supposed to be originally. And I have it with me here today.
That was actually going to be a micro trench, correct?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, would you...
That's okay. No, that's fine.
So we're doing this in coordination with MWRA very closely, obviously. The dig, it was put in when we put the conduit in the road originally, it was put over the MWRA pipe. It was always supposed to be on the other side of the road. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing now, and this is the permit that we got originally for that dig. And we worked with Mr. Prince, Rich and I met with Ralph a couple of weeks ago from the MWRA to, obviously we're doing it we're doing it for them, and this is exactly how they want us to do it. So I'm optimistic that now we're all on the same page.
Okay.
Do you have any details of your micro trench?
Yes, sir. It's on the plan.
Over here.
Yep. In the bottom left hand, it discusses the micro trench. We just do a soft cut. It's usually 6 inches.
6 inches?
Yeah.
So what happened if somebody had to cut across perpendicular to it?
It would get cut, and we'd have to repair it.
Is there any charge to the contractor who actually doing it?
If it's a public project. If there's a private project, we worked on it together.
So what happened if a private homeowner comes in and wanted to repair the sewer?
I think that would fall under the category of a public project. If they were a homeowner, we're repairing the sewer. We work with other utility companies when they're in the ground, and we collaborate on who ends up getting charged for it. The benefit of micro trench, obviously, is that we can do it more quickly. There's less of an obstruction for the neighbors. In this street in particular, this is the just south of Cambridge, and it does not, it's just a dead end right there. You can't make it all the way through. It's a place where micro trench might make a lot of good sense, especially as Cambridge is starting to consider going down that road.
Can you go deeper than 6 inch?
Micro trench is limited by the saw, obviously. Part of the benefit is that there's a risk with micro trench that it can get cut. It gets cut if you're digging in the road. It happens. The benefit to it is that it's much less obstruction. It's easier for us to do it. It's a quicker project, and it is less obtrusive to the neighbors when we're doing it. There would be, we do all the time, we're trying to do what we can to make it easier for people that live in the neighborhood. Micro trench has almost zero obstruction. You can always drive over the cut, and it's never a big deal.
I think if a homeowner or someone is looking to trench across, I mean, it's pretty tough to excavate that without damaging it.
It is.
Would that be your responsibility?
If it were a homeowner, it would be.
Or anybody else. I mean, if you can mark it, but if it's within the asphalt.
That's right.
How is that protected?
It's not.
It won't be. So who will break around that to rip it up?
In what case? If the homeowner goes across?
Anybody. Say whoever. It could be anybody. If they're trenching across your micro trench. Who's protecting your micro trench?
It frequently gets cut. What we try to
and
do
you
is
are responsible for that. For
well,
repairs, it won't fall on the person doing the digging.
It depends. I think it depends on the project, right? And that's one of the when we mark it out, people hopefully notice it. The problem with the saw cut is that you cut right through it. Nobody knows. You don't even know you're going through it, right? When we've done it in the city of Boston, we can work collaboratively with National Grid. Sometimes it's cut it, and then it turns into if it was marked properly and if it was in the works, then we work together on who's responsible for cutting it, because there are alternative solutions to make sure that you can try to avoid it when you know you're doing work in the area.
Yeah, but when you mark, when you call it Dixit, they will mark it. People will think it's.
They would think it's conduit encased in conduit or something. They would not know. How do they know that it's micro trench?
Right. They wouldn't know if I dig safe.
They wouldn't know. So they're going to dig it up.
Yeah. Frequently, we have our ops team is frequently kind of fixing this, micro trench when it happens. Yeah. We do it very seldom. We only do it when it doesn't have a huge impact on, an outage wouldn't have a huge impact. For us, we're doing I'm here representing our small cell team, our other team's here representing our enterprise team. We would never connect more than one node to a micro trench, and it's for that reason, because it is more vulnerable to getting cut.
So in all cases, you take responsibility for the repair?
Well, he's saying no.
The question is.
We add a condition to the micro trenching policy in Cambridge.
Last time when you had one on Broadway near Quincy, you charged a contractor a lot of money to relocate that.
And that's the case. That's when it's marked out and when we work. That's how we've done it in the past. Is we work together depending on the project. The city is never responsible for repaying on that issue. But if the contractor on a marked lane, then we work together on who's responsible for what and whether it was marked appropriately. And we have a third-party vendor that kind of works through our contracts with other groups.
I'm not in favor of this, but we're going to try it. We can try it.
I know Jim Wilcox was looking at it favorably only because of the space out there.
Right.
So.
Anyway, go this one. Up to you.
Yeah, I'd move to approve it. With typical conditions and coordination with Public Works.
And even though he has stated that the city will never be responsible, do you want to add a condition that if the city cuts in this area, is not responsible at all for the micro trench?
Yes, I mean, if we're grinding an overlaid lane in the street, we're going to rip it up. And it shouldn't be any cost to the city, so.
What about the homeowners? Homeowners, sewer repairs, they're going to do that. What happens there?
We would work with our third-party vendor. Again, they'd be using a contractor, right, to do it. It's not going to be a homeowner that's doing it themselves, and we we would work through the system that we have in place with the contractors about how it would get handled in that case.
I would say grant it with typical conditions, coordination with DPW, and clear understanding that the city will never be responsible for the micro trench or any damage to it.
I can agree with that.
Okay.
So on that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't need that now. Yeah, it would have been electronically in your packet anyway.
Okay, moving on.
Eversource.
Number 12, yep. Eversource for Columbia Street, Southwest Surly from pole 160-79, approximately 397 feet north of Webster Avenue, a distance of about 67 feet of conduit. This work is necessary for supply power to 305 Webster Avenue.
There was many questions on this one in regards to both the DAS unit on that and other utilities, and we've not heard from a developer.
Okay.
I've not heard from
the,
I don't believe anybody
else.
Yeah,
so the antenna this morning, we had someone look it up, and it is antenna on that phone.
Yep.
But we cannot rise any other pole because the transformer is already on
existing
poles. So we are calling to change, replace the pole to a bigger pole, but I don't know about the other utilities.
Okay. So until we hear from the developer,
okay,
I'm making motion to continue.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next one's also Eversource, also continuation at the Walden Street.
That was continued earlier.
Sorry, not that one.
Got approved, right?
Yeah, that did get approved. So
we're on to 16.
I'm sorry.
We are on 16. Continuation from April 19th for the Mass Ave project.
There's a question of what this is.
Yeah, this is for Light Power. And I know I spoke to you yesterday, you haven't heard from them. But we have a bunch of them coming into our office for all different locations. I'm not sure how. Should we design them or should they come in and get approved from
this petition, it says it's for Light Tower, but it looks like it's.
Oh, sorry, we did change it.
It says street light and then it says antenna.
We changed it, sorry.
Do you have a revised
sketch?
Revised plan we have. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the address, yeah. So it's going to an anthole.
Yeah, we'd have to, I'd make a motion to continue these antenna. I mean, they need to come in first to
apply
mm-hmm. before, you know, then they can just determine how they're going to service it.
Okay.
Because we're not going to approve a dig that may not happen.
Correct.
You know, we may not approve the initial installation, so we need to make a motion to continue. And I would also just have these, if they're not contacting you, or in some sense, contact Dana to remove them from the agenda until, what we call it, just table them or just remove them from the agenda.
Yeah, just remove them. Just ask Dana that it's not ready to go on the next agenda. Yeah. Dana automatically puts them on for the next
agenda.
But
how are we going to know if they contacted you?
You guys are here every month.
Yeah, like say like next month. Like how are we going to know if they applied?
So about a week before the meeting, you can contact Dana and ask him.
Yeah.
And if they haven't, then you can tell Dana that this
because we have four boards of design, and I talked to you yesterday, right? You don't know anything about them.
No, I would.
So maybe we should
have them call me. I have them call somebody.
Okay,
you know,
maybe we should tell them too.
It just explains to them that before you can design them, they need to be the location needs to be approved.
Okay, I think it's better off. Yeah, it's better for all the design.
No, that's
awesome. Same thing.
The next one is the 12-foot. The same situation on Willow Street, so we'll continue that one as well.
Yes, yeah.
Do you need this side?
I like the new, I haven't gotten the one that I have shows are going into the city.
Yeah, and then we have to change the petition because of the way it's going now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're jumping the gun on it, to be honest with you. Whether we approve them or not is another thing.
Yeah, so I think they should get approved from you guys first and then we design them.
All right, so the motion was to continue the petition for Willow Street also.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then the next one is a new petition from Eversource for West 4th Street at the intersection of Amherst Street and Northwesterly from manhole cover 1398 and turning northerly a distance of about 214 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 10 Woods 4th Street. We'll have Jackie Duffy and Susan Barroso in your name.
Hi. It's Gary Amberick, A-M-B-E-R-I-K.
And Eric Serbis. S-E-R-V-I-E-S.
Eric with a K or a C?
K, thank you.
Where's that terminating? Right in the building?
Yep, there's a DMARC room on the P1 level of the garage is currently under construction.
Mm-hmm.
So this duct bank will bring power to the planned tower above the garage. The reason we asked Eversource to expedite this portion of this work is that we're replacing, currently doing a lot of work on Wilder Street, replacing a lot of the utilities, the sewer and water lines. So we'd like to coordinate this work at the same time so we lessen the impact on Wilder Street. Right now we have full control of Wilder Street,
mm-hmm.
so the plan is to do this kind of at the tail end of that sewer replacement. Allow Water Street to get turned back over.
Who's the developer?
We represent Matinco, who's the developer of the project.
Who will be doing the work, Eversource or
Bond Brothers?
Bond Brothers.
Yep.
Under your direction, under their direction, but
under their direction, but we are going to coordinate and.
So it's your contractor. Right. You're hiring Bond.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Under Eversource's direction.
Correct. As an approved contractor.
Who's doing the sewer and drain work?
J.F. White.
So they need to coordinate with them before they get it?
Yes, yeah. So Turner Construction is overseeing the entire project. So Turner Construction, J.F. White's Turner's subcontractor, and Bond will also be Turner's subcontractor. So Turner will coordinate all the way around.
Considering the amount of coordination, and obviously we only want one excavation, I would approve, but again, I have a real problem with approving anything for Eversource at this time.
Due to the
fact that they have still not renewed their licenses with the license commission or their flammable materials permit with the fire department, and they were due April 30th. Approve this petition with all typical conditions.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the last one, also Eversource for Smith Place, Northwesterly Pole 640-10, approximately 504 feet north of Concord Avenue, a distance of about 4 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to new parking lots.
Just the lighting. The packing lot.
Mm-hmm. Currently open this parking lot?
Yeah, make a motion to continue.
Okay.
Motion to
Do you
continue.
Need something from us?
Just previous statements of having Eversource get whatever permitting that they owe the city that's being delayed. For whatever reason, I don't know who can contact who, but...
I haven't had a chance to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent, she told me.
Okay.
So you can come see me in jail.
I didn't say jail.
The motion to continue?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
brought them down.
I think Liz had sent them.
But you haven't, that's fine, we can just do that next
week. Defer until next?
Yeah, next month. All right, thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.